Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Angela is with me on the line in Cork because, Angela, you got in contact. You might explain why.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you for letting me on. It's quite an upsetting situation, but I tried to do a power of attorney last year, around about March, and I was having a problem getting a solicitor, and one particular solicitor eventually actually told me to just put it in writing that she wanted me to actually deal with all her affairs, and I did it that day, but it didn't have any effect at all. Since then, I've had to do probate myself, and it's just so hard. My daughter died in September, I've tried to get solicitors to try and help me. I must have phoned about 20 or 30 solicitors, not just in my local area, but outside the local area, in Dublin even, to say, could you help me with the probate, or could you help me with the inquest even? And I couldn't get one solicitor to help. So talking about the probate for a minute, it's just been so incredibly hard. I went into the bank I know she had, and they told me, they were asking me what her, her bank account number, and I didn't know, because all her bank card, the PPS card, the passport was all gone. We couldn't find it from her her possessions. So I went into the guard station and I reported it as stolen, and the guards just told me that you can't steal from a deceased person. So that wasn't really very helpful. So then I had to go to the courthouse to get the form for the probate, and they said, bring it back to us. And so I filled out the form, I took it back to them, and they said, no, you need to file it to the revenue people. So I go into the revenue people, and I was told that they would just give me a notice of acknowledgement, but it's not as simple as that. They told me that I've got to get a statement of affairs. So you just go around in the whole loop, not knowing what you're doing, because I don't know anything about probate to start with.
Yeah, and obviously
little I know now.
You've assured Angela after your daughter passed away, and it's her estate effectively, is it, that you're carrying out the probate for?
Yeah. So it's not only like distressing on one level to get the runaround from people who can't sit down and say, right, you need to do this and get the statement of affairs in the very beginning. So now I'm stuck that I have to get copies to actually verify who I am. I have to get those somehow signed by a solicitor and then take them back to the revenue to get the notice of acknowledgement to actually raise the statement of affairs and just go in the... You just carry on in a big roundabout, you know.
Okay, and you mentioned you've contacted. Is it over 20 solicitors in various areas? Is it, Angela, that you've made contact?
Yeah, what the process seems to be there is I phone up a solicitor, and you just speak to the receptionist, and the receptionist takes your details. Now, sometimes they've said, "Oh, send us an email," so I send them an email, or I, you know, give them my details, and the solicitors that actually you give them the details. You think it's going to be the next day or the same day that somebody might phone you, but nope. A week goes by and no phone calls, so I could phone them up again and say, well, I phoned you last week and you said you would be able to help me with this probate form or whatever. And they say, nope, we've got no more capacity, which is a bit unacceptable because they have the capacity to actually speak to me and take the message.
No more capacity to take on a new
case.
Client, really, your
yeah.
case, is it?
Yeah. So sometimes I've actually now gone into the offices and say, like, you know, I appreciate I can't make an appointment right now, but could you ask a solicitor to help me?
Call you back.
Just to know what this process is. So in desperation, I went to the FLAC, the Free Legal Advice Centres, and they arranged for a 20-minute phone call with a legal professional, and that turned out to be a barrister, and he was very helpful. he said that most firms should be able to do probate. He said you just go to one and it should be simple. But I'm not finding this simple at all, and I can't find a solicitor to actually help me either.
Well, will you stay with me, Angela, for a few moments if you can? And look, I appreciate this is very distressing for you when you're talking about the loss of your daughter and so recently as well. I think we've Elaine Byrne is with us. Elaine is from Elaine Byrne Solicitors in Athboyd in Meath. Elaine, you've been listening to Angela and her situation, and I know it's a totally different area or part of the country than you're in, but what would your advice be for Angela today?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea and Angela. And Angela, I'm so sorry about your daughter's passing. Sympathies. So, it's probably a poor reflection on colleagues, isn't it? Maybe just not coming back. Look, listeners are busy probably, like, you know, the discussion on childcare, but I think it's a poor reflection. I suppose just by coincidence now, I'm up in Meath, so I'm a long way from Cork, Angela, but actually, like, it's just by coincidence. So our area of speciality is probate, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so look, I don't know, like, I definitely, look, we'd absolutely be able to help you with this, Angela, and I don't know, maybe we can talk after. And I suppose just in general, I'd be really happy to. And just, I suppose, in general terms, Andrea, or say for any listeners, I suppose looking for a solicitor, that so the Law Society have, so on their website, so www.lawsociety.ie, and you can look, say, for, like, so say for example, there's a facility where you can look for a solicitor or a solicitor's firm. So you can pop in Cork and then a firm. So there's 336 firms, for example, in Cork. Now, I suppose what it doesn't tell you is maybe the area that they specialise in. So, for example, like, you know, we would get calls maybe about employment law or about personal injuries. And it's not the type of work that we specialise in. Now, we would really try to phone the person back and maybe to refer them to somebody else.
Well, that's what I would have thought, yeah. You know, if it's not someone's area of expertise, but I would have thought that probate nearly, you know, would have been something that the most firms, I would have assumed, did or handled.
I probably would as well, Andrea. I probably would have thought that as well. And look, I know it's holiday time now at the moment, but I think, Angela, your lovely daughter passed in September, so we can't even use holidays as an excuse either.
No.
But look, certainly, Angela, I'll talk to you after, and I'd be really happy to help you. And we specialise in that. But yeah, just in general, I would say, Andrea, look, solicitors are busy, but look, I'm not going to make any excuses.
I know. Look, and in fairness to you, you're very, very good to get in touch, and that's very generous of you as well, Elaine, to offer and to step in and to assist Angela as well in during a very difficult time for her. So we really appreciate that, and thanks for doing that. Well, look, Angela, we'll put you in contact with Elaine off air today, and we hope you get sorted, and look after yourself, Angela, as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Not at all. All right. Take care. That's Angela there with us in Cork. And Elaine Byrne got in touch from Elaine Byrne Solicitors based in Athboyd and Meath. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Somebody else has got in contact to say, is it the Money Decor? Is it Money? No, maybe it must be Money Doctor they mean. Is it a website? Apparently they do they have a probate area through that as well. But look, hopefully or thankfully there, Elaine has stepped in to help out Angela. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.